The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Leaves of three, let them be. Leaves of five, let them thrive. So goes the famous saying about poison ivy, the leaves of three. But what vine has these leaves of five? That would be the Virginia creeper. This tenacious vine has five leaflet leaves and is probably best known for gracing brick buildings of Ivy League schools such as Dartmouth and Harvard. Virginia creeper and Boston ivy are very similar looking vines, and both have small oval discs in their tendrils that adhere to stone, brick, wood, and just about any other surface. This allows the vine to climb to great heights without falling over. While the vines produce berries in fall that birds love, their real calling card is the bright red fall foliage color. And even some leaves are still hanging on with our warm fall weather. Even though these are native plants, jeepers, creepers, watch out for these vines. Once these creepers have attached themselves to a surface, they're hard to remove. It's estimated it takes 10 pounds of force to separate a Virginia creeper vine from a wall. The vines can cause wood and vinyl to rot, so never plant them near these surfaces. They can also climb onto trees and shrubs and overwhelm them, and they self-sow and spread. So be on the lookout for some stray creepers come spring. If this is getting you shy about growing these creepers, consider trying the winter creeper instead. This euonymus species is an evergreen in most areas and needs to be attached to a trellis or fence to climb. It creates a nice low screen covering a cement foundation or an unsightly view. There are even variegated versions, such as emerald and gold, too. And now for this week's tip. To get your garlic to last through winter, store bulbs in a 60-degree cupboard covered with an upside-down, unglazed clay pot. The pot will hold more moisture around the bulbs and prevent them from drying out so quickly indoors. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about holly. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.